An almond field day happened in California, and many growers were there. It was the first time since COVID caused a massive shutdown all last year and this year. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with a California Tree Nut Report. It was about rootstock trials, and Roger Duncan, a UC Cooperative Extension farm advisor in Stanislaus County, hosted that field day.
The field day was held at our rootstock trial we have at the west side of Stanislaus County.
Duncan said they had 16 almond rootstocks at the trial.
Very significant differences in the performance, tree size, fluoride tolerance, yield. It was a good field day. There are a lot of differences among the rootstocks.
We asked Duncan if the growers had any specific questions about those rootstocks.
Just probably more about, which rootstocks go in what kind of ground and what specifically, is each rootstock, what's the strength and the weaknesses of each rootstock and which rootstocks perform best in certain situations, high chloride, high sodium, nematodes, that sort of a thing.
With the water shortages throughout California this year, we asked Duncan if the growers all seemed optimistic.
I think so. We didn't really talk about that today, but in general, here in Stanislaus County, especially people on the east side, the Turlock Irrigation District, Nestle Irrigation District, the allocation cutback is not serious. It's not a big reduction in their normal water allocation. Some folks on the west side, a little trickier, especially, you're getting no water from the federal system.
That's Roger Duncan, a UC A&R farm advisor in Stanislaus County. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.